Last week, all telecom networks increased tariff rates for calls and data. Now, this was endorsed by the National Communication Authority, the regulating body that represents government. Now, NCA operates under National Ministry of Information. Now, the response from the public have been full of questions like, who is benefiting from these? Why are they increasing and network is not good? Now, why now when the population was already struggling with the previous rates? Well, joining us to answer these questions and give us more understanding on the issue is an economist, a lecturer in the School of Business at the Juba University. Ivan Sokiri Kijore joins us right about now to talk about this particular conversation. Ivan, good morning, and it's always good to have you on the Miraya Breakfast Show. Welcome.
Good morning.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, NCA made the decision to allow increase of tariff rates by telecom companies operating in South Sudan. What is the exact reason behind this as an economist? If you look at this whole situation, what's going on?
Yeah, well, the problem here comes from the economy of the country here. Mm-hmm. What has happened is that the National Communication Authority, together with the telephone providers, have come down and sat and find out exactly what to do, because of the one of the biggest problems is the inflation, mm-hmm. and which resulted in the increase of prices, and this is actually complicated more by the fact of the first it started with the issue of the COVID-19 pandemic, which actually closed the world in mm-hmm. 2020, mm-hmm. and then it now continued this year. The Russian war, that has affected actually the world. And we know that Russia and Ukraine produce almost 30% of the world food production. Mm. And because of the war, the prices of oil has increased. And because the two countries also almost is one-third of the world producing oil. And as the prices increase, mm-hmm. all the the inputs for production, also prices increase in that. So this increase which happened is a result of the telephone providers, the communication providers, also are facing the same issues, of which the prices of all their inputs mm-hmm. are increased due to the increase in the fuel production, in the fuel prices. Mm-hmm. So, and what happened earlier, because what I understand, the increase was in 2020, which was increased to 300. By that time, the exchange rate, the South Sudanese exchange rate, was 300 per $1. And in fact, what has happened is that the tariffs, which is 0.04 cent US, you know, the tariffs in the world, they are set in dollars. Mm-hmm. So here is 0.04 per minute. And now you convert that 0.04 to the current exchange rate, to the rates of the exchange rates, whether it's in Uganda or in Kenya or wherever, they convert into their local currency. Mm-hmm. And in 2020, it was converted using 300, mm-hmm. which comes to 12 pounds per minute, which ran from 2020 up to now, mm-hmm. Just up to 15th of September.
Mm-hmm.
So
last week,
yeah. So because of the increase in prices in the world, all the factors, the inputs which the telecommunication providers also acquire, they bring in a lot of things, like, and also they buy fuel. One of the most important challenge is the telephone companies are providing towers mm-hmm. to transmit the messages, and these towers are managed. They are fuel. They put in the individual tower has a generator, mm-hmm. and they spend money in running that generator. Mm-hmm. So, and they are exchanging the money at the central bank rate. Mm-hmm. And we can see that currently the central bank rate is 659 on the 15th. Mm-hmm. So where do they get the money to exchange to into dollars so that they can get more equipment and more resources? Because for us to get the services improve, they also need to get the modern equipment so that the services are improved. If they don't have the money, then they will not be able to improve the services. And then we cry that we don't have the services. Mm-hmm.
Now, looking at all this, of course, kind of like the citizens eventually are the one who will be feeling the challenge here, because much as the economy is bad, it also affects the citizens. I mean, their salaries have not increased, their income has not increased by any way, but still, this is being pushed onto them.
For sure. Citizens are the one affected, and all of us. One issue is also the government. In most cases, they are supposed to provide subsidies. Mm-hmm. What we mean by subsidies, when we mean by subsidy, it means the government should shoulder some of the cost. But because our economy is now a liberalized economy, it's a free market. So, and the government currently also have increased the taxes. It was 15%. The excess tax was charged 15%. This year it has increased now to 20%. The business profit tax has been increased from 20% to 30%. So all these are taxes, especially the excess tax, are passed over to the citizens.
Yeah.
So if the government has increased the tax, the providers will increase their taxes, their costs, because it is, if the government want to provide subsidies, it means it has to cut down the taxes, so that also the providers can cut down.
Great. Yeah. Now we understand that actually this is the first phase of the, out of three out there that they're going to make. This is the first phase. How much increase is this going to continue?
Well, from the DG of National Communication Authority, the increase is in three phases. Mm-hmm. The first phase was 50% of the 300, which was in, 300 was in 2020 and up to now. So the increase by 50%, which comes to 45, which actually transmit to 18 pounds per minute. And then the second one will be on the 15th of October, which will be 25% of the 450, that will push it to 562.75, and then the third one will be on the 15th of December, and it will reach to 618, which, and the current exchange rate in the central bank is 659.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see still even it is not 100% increase, because the base on the exchange rate of the central bank, it will be by December, it will be 618, and the bank is, unless otherwise things change, the rate is still at the 659.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And can this really be affordable at the end of the day with the citizens? At the moment, with the current increase, people already complaining.
Well, it will not be affordable, but you can also see that fuel has increased, and it's still the vehicles are on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You can see that. So whether we accept or not, but things are, it is the world economy which is almost collapsed, almost. Every country has increased the cost. So, of course, we as citizens who have no resources in the South Sudan here, we are going to suffer, but otherwise there is no way out, because if they have not increased it, they go out of market. Then also we shall have completely no network.
And talking about that, I mean, the NCA, the National Communication Authority, approve of this, and is the government not supposed to protect the citizens from these companies or otherwise, because they are actually supporting it instead of trying to protect the consumers?
Well, you see, the National Communication Authority is a regulator. It regulates the telecommunication sector, and it was established under the Act of the Parliament, which it was in 2012. The Act of Parliament established the National Communication Authority of South Sudan. And in that act, there are regulations guiding DC tariffs or whatever. In Section 65, it requires that the National Telecom Authority and the telephone providers, they can sit and review the tariffs or review the exchange rates every year or every 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And since 2020, the increase was in 2020, and since that time, up to this time, there has been no increase. They have been trying to hold on, but it was becoming more difficult because the citizens also need the improvement of the services.
Mm-hmm.
And the providers complain they cannot improve because they don't have the resources, too small.
All right. Now, what happens if the South Sudan value appreciates, for example? Will the tariffs rates be reduced?
Well, what has happened is not the tariffs which have increased.
Mm-hmm.
The tariffs, as I said earlier, is set at 0.04 cent, which is in U.S. cent.
Mm-hmm.
What has increased now is the exchange rate. If the exchange rate comes down, according to the ACC, the National Communication Authority Act, they continue, the authority and the providers, they have to review the exchange rate. And if it comes down, they will review it downwards. If it goes up, it goes up.
Mm-hmm. For what we know here in South Sudan, generally, when the prices go up, they don't normally come down. And again, they go up and they just don't come down whatsoever the situation it is. Is this something that we actually can see change from?
Well, when we talk about these prices in the market, you know, like somebody selling the Korofo Lubia or whatever, mm-hmm. selling there, if it has increased, it has increased. It doesn't come down. And if you ask them, why do you increase the cost of even these small mm-hmm. things which mm-hmm. are produced here, they will tell you it is the dollar. And in fact, you will start wondering why are they talking about the dollar when they mm-hmm. produce the goods here. But to tell you is this person, if selling even the Korofo Lubia in the market,
mm-hmm.
she will want to buy salt, and the salt are not produced here.
Mm-hmm.
And she will want to buy the soap. The soaps are not produced here, and the prices of these things have increased. That is why they increase, so that they can also afford to buy
the rest of the things. Now, some comparisons have been made with the region, and especially for internet access, the data bundle rates in South Sudan are very, very high compared to the rest of the countries around here, especially for data and internet access. What's the reason behind this?
Well, the internet access, currently we know that the telecommunication providers are using the satellites, and you know, using satellite is very expensive and it is not very much reliable. Mm-hmm. If there could be a fiber optic which could be in Juba, it would be easy. But otherwise, if you are using the satellite, there is a lot of issues, and this is why you find the internet is sometimes very slow and is not as normal as if you go to Uganda or go to Kenya. Because Kenya is already using fiber optic.
Mm-hmm. So the issue is the fiber optic. Once we have them, that's when South Sudan can be, the rates can probably come down.
Oh, sure.
All right. Now, just recently, South Sudan pound was ranked among the top worst currencies in Africa. The nation started with a strong currency, of course. And what is the reason behind the depreciation and general instability of the currency value? And why does it continue to be like that?
Well, I think our country has been, since it came to as a country in 2011, after 2 years, we went to war, and everything goes down.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, our GDP was about $900. But now, our GDP has fallen very badly. We cannot even get it about even 100, no. So, mm-hmm. This issue has been because our economy is not properly managed, and we don't produce. This is one thing. We don't produce, and then we are depending on importing goods.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, if you depend on importing goods, the people who are sending these goods here, they set their prices. So then we who are at the receiving end, we will pay the price which they set. So those are the issues, and it is very, unless we produce our own goods so that we can sell also to the market, the regional market or international market. Like, we are selling oil, and that is the only commodity we are selling.
And that's what I was going to come into, actually, when you say we don't produce. At least we sell oil. We have gum arabic sometimes. And when you say we have to produce, what exactly do you want us to produce?
Well, one very important thing we must note always is that if you don't produce food, it becomes very difficult. Because food is number one. Mm-hmm. If we can produce food for ourselves and we just consume what we produce, mm-hmm. other things will be easy. The second one is also we should have industries to produce some goods which we produce from the industries. Mm-hmm. We don't have. And we don't have those industries given also the fact that we don't have power. Just this power which just recently came, and it is very expensive also. Mm-hmm. Now, if I can refer you to the fact that this telecommunication, when they are trying to increase their cost, mm-hmm. Yesterday I bought power mm-hmm. at 670. Mm-hmm. And the citizens are not complaining about that.
Mm.
So
670
£670 per dollar.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to Israel, yep. you go to Jacob. Mm-hmm. You buy power. Mm-hmm. One word is the exchange, the money. 670.
That's a lot. Yeah.
So those are the issues. If we are able to produce our own food,
mm-hmm.
we are able to feed ourselves internally, then other things will be easy.
All right. So apart from the production, what you said, production, very, very important. Of course, we have to produce our own food. And then there should be industries that can produce, you know, simple things like soap, probably salt and all that. What else do you think really needed to be done to ensure that our economy can strengthen?
Well, as I said, still, is that the government should invest in agriculture. If they invest in agriculture, it will be very easy for us to at least together and invest in also in power,
mm-hmm.
and invest in the road infrastructure. You see, yesterday I saw one of this truck to Meridi or mm-hmm. to Yambio.
Mm-hmm.
The vehicles have been stuck on the road here.
Yeah.
The road is very bad. And the Meridi and the Yambio, these are centers for production of food.
Food. Mm-hmm.
So now if they produce there and it cannot be brought to Juba, then it is still we still have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to improve our infrastructure, the roads, and then we should have very good power so that we can attract the investors in mm-hmm. industries mm-hmm. to come so they can produce internally the goods we need.
All right. If you just join us, you're listening to the Mirai Breakfast Show, of course, where the big conversation begins every morning. My name is Sabit William, and yes, you can share your thought with us on this conversation. My guest today is an economist, and also he is a lecturer in the School of Business at Juba University. And we are discussing particularly about, you know, the economy of the country, but particularly we're talking about the tariff rates that has been increased. And I mean, like, telecom companies increasing their call charges and all that, and you possibly might have realized that already. Ben, you can call us and talk to us and talk to my guests and be live this morning here on the Miraya Breakfast Show. Good morning.
Yeah, morning, Sir William.
Welcome. Your name, please, and where are you calling from?
Yeah, you are connected with Mutiagor from Akobo.
Your name once again?
Mutiagor.
Mutiagor. Welcome.
Yes.
Yes, welcome, please. Go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you for having me. And this is also a very important topic. The issue of increment of tariff, so it was circulated on social media to many commentators. So discuss it and they look at it as one of the issues. So now my question is, So based on the increment, when will this increment stop? Because I've seen every time and then they do increase the tariff, and they know that we are in a dire situation where the citizen will not be able to afford this increment.
Mm-hmm.
So when will it stop?
All right.
This is my question. And then, yeah, secondly, so I've heard the guests in the studio talking about the Russia invasion, that is the Russian-Ukraine war.
Mm-hmm.
So did Russia invade the Central Bank of South Sudan, if I may ask?
All right,
so
thank you.
This is my two questions.
All right, thank you so much for talking to us. We do appreciate your call. Will Shagor from Akobo. Yes, our guest, Evans, what will you take on what Will Shagor said? First of all, about when will this ever stop in the first place, and if it will stop, when? And then secondly, did Russia invade the Central Bank of South Sudan? Why is it affecting us?
Okay, Mr. Shagor, this is, thank you for the two questions. First of all, you ask about when the increase are going to stop. Based on the communication of the Director General of the National Communication Authority, they are staging the increase in three stages: stage one and two and three.
Mm-hmm.
The stage one was 50% increase of the 300, and then the stage two, it will be on the 15th of October. Mm-hmm. That will be 20% increase of the current increase, and then the other one will be by December 15th, which will be the third one. And that also, all this increase are subject to review within this period if the prices or the exchange rates comes down or
mm-hmm.
goes up.
Mm-hmm.
So, and especially if it comes down, it will be reviewed immediately. Secondly, about the Russian-Ukraine war, let me tell you that the world is already a village now.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever happens anywhere
affects
the rest of the world. When I'm saying that the Russian-Ukraine war has affected the whole of the world, not only South Sudan, not the Bank of South Sudan, it has affected the whole world in the sense that everything, Russia is producing 1/3 of the oil in the world. So now the oil companies are increasing their prices. So this is why the increase in prices in oil, in fuel, increases. And if this increase, it trickle down to every country. So it is not that because they invaded the Central Bank. The Central Bank of South Sudan, as I said, if we don't produce, then we don't have the dollars. We are producing the oil, and the oil is going to the market, in the international market. The same thing, it is affected with the international crisis.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's take another caller. Remember, you can talk to us this morning here and be live on the Miraya Breakfast Show. Good morning. Your name, please, and where you calling from?
Good morning, Savita, and the guests in the studio.
Good morning.
This is Angelina Adele calling from Quebec.
Yes, Angelina Adele, it's good to have you in the program.
Thank you. My question is to the guest. You know, since before Russian war, we're already having the issue of inflation of the hard currency in the market.
Mm-hmm.
I'm quite sure this is not something new, and Russian war was just last some few months.
Mm-hmm.
And we have been affected by this issue of the high prices of the commodities and other things in the market. So what hope can he really tell us? Because now it seems like the thing is still ongoing and ongoing, increasing every time. Because once it reached this level, as he said it before, the traders will fix that price, and it will not go down. Even if the dollar rates drop, the prices remain constant. And the government seemed to be like not asking these traders, because the thing that were brought from last month and maybe the dollar has increased this month, what does it really affect from the previous commodities that you are having in the shop or your store, and then the things that you brought? Maybe unless some things that I brought within this month, this is where I can talk of the dollar that will affect me. Second to it, is the other thing, dollar has been just moving with anybody who even doesn't know that this is hard currency. So it is in the hand of everybody. What is the government roles at least to, you know, restrict to such extent? Because our people now are refusing to carry this, our own national or even the currency that is supposed to be for South Sudan.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody is just aiming to have dollar. Like in Juba, I'm quite sure there are those people who doesn't like if you even give them bucks, the change of SSP, they will say, no, mm-hmm. I don't need it. So
all right.
he or she has to carry the hard currency. So this perception, what will really, the government do to remove it away from the mind of our people? Because it is the mindset now which is just inflating everything every now and then. And the government seem to be like not even talking. Because the responsibility is the government to restrict everything and control.
All
but
right.
Since they have left out all this responsibility to be the one, civilian, to be the one in charge of everything.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much, Angelina Adel, for talking to us this morning here. Our guest will be responding to you shortly. Yes, Evans, what will you take of what Angelina just said?
Angelina has talked about the inflation.
Mm-hmm. Before the Russian war.
These things go back. When we talk about inflation, what is inflation, by the way?
Mm-hmm.
The inflation is the increase in prices. Mm-hmm. And why increase in prices? The increase in prices, there are two or three issues in the inflation. There is increase in the cost of inputs,
mm-hmm.
and the cost of services,
mm-hmm.
will bring in inflation. And also, if there is demand, what we call the demand pull inflation, that means there is a high demand and the resources are little. This can also bring in inflation. But let's talk about the current one. The current one is, we can describe it, it is the cost of production which has increased. And the cost of production increase, then it increases the prices. And in this case, is the goods which are being brought to us here, the cost has increased.
Mm-hmm.
So the cost of selling it is also increased. And that brings in what we call the inflation now. What the guy, I'm not talking here on behalf of the government because I'm not the government.
Yeah.
So all of us are crying to the government. But what will the government do? The government plans. They provide the plans, economic plans, and all that. So, also the external factors, as we are saying, even if we say the Ukraine war started yesterday, but before that, we had the pandemic which closed the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
And then, if the world, the whole countries were closed, it is very difficult to sell things. Also, this brings in the inflation because the resources. All the goods will be scarce because there was no production, and then it pushes the prices up. Now, the war came in, also it pushes the prices up because also it continues, the production of oil becomes scarce, and then the prices go up. So, the issue of the government here, the government is also struggling.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say for all of us here, we are not, as I said earlier, we are not producing. So if we are producing, the government tax and then gets money,
mm-hmm.
to do other things.
Yeah.
And now for this telecommunication, if I can,
talk about this telecommunication. Yes, yes.
The government is taking, now they increase the cost of the taxes to 20%. And that is the money going to the government. And it is increasing on business profit tax.
Mm-hmm.
It goes to the government. By increase of these prices, and then also the money which goes to the government increase from 12 is now 18, and it is increased to 20%. It means 20% of 18 goes to the government.
Mm-hmm. Now talking about what also Angelina did mention is about dollar, the hard currency is in the hands of almost everyone, and everybody wants, you know, to have hard currency instead of our South Sudanese local pounds. Should the government come here to regulate this whole event? Whole tendency of dollars being carried everywhere?
You see, the current problem is all about the regulation of the currencies by the government.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, the dollar has become a commodity, which is being sold also in the market. The central bank is even selling the dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So if the central bank is selling the dollars as a commodity, now, why the other people, you see, let us ask, to whom are they selling the dollars? Mm-hmm. The central bank selling the dollars to who? Mm-hmm. They are selling, say, to the commercial,
commercial
banks.
Mm-hmm.
But you will see that this dollar, the ordinary citizen who has his child or to his children in outside the country cannot access this money from the commercial bank, which the central bank has sold the dollar to.
Mm-hmm.
So they go to the market, because these commercial banks, after buying these dollars from the central bank, possibly they hold it and they sell in the black market.
Mm-hmm.
And that is how the issue of this dollar is come to. If the central bank could also get a way of how to manage this other than selling the dollars, then I think our economy could improve.
All right. You're listening to Miraya Breakfast Show. We are discussing about the economy, and we're talking as well about the increase of tariffs. And my guest today, he is an economist, a lecturer at the University of Juba, and we're discussing about that. So if you have any question, please don't hesitate to share your thought with us and, of course, ask us that question. Miraya, good morning. Hello, Miraya, good morning.
Hello.
Yes, welcome.
Good morning, Subid. Good morning, Subid, and the guys in the studio.
Yes, good morning.
So I have two questions there.
Your name first, please, and where are you calling from?
Marial from WOW. This is Marial.
Marial from WOW.
Yes.
Yes, Marial, go ahead, please, with your question or comment.
Yes, I have two questions only, because now this increasement is really serious, is affecting the citizen, but no one is concerned to solve all increasement, because some companies are all foreigners, and then they want to extort money from the citizen.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, now there are some people who can just carry their phone with just 100. This 100, will it work again? Because I may have 100, I want to talk, and I have only 100.
Mm-hmm.
This 100 can let me to talk. The second question is that.
All right.
Is a problem now. When you make the free time, sometimes the network will keep busy or bad, and then when the time over, then your money is gone. Will citizens have a right to be compensated on this? Because now we are really facing the problem about this. Our money just goes. Yes.
Thank you so much for talking to us this morning here. How will you answer to Marielle's concerns?
Yes, Sabit William. Marielle has asked about that the foreigners.
Mm.
I'm one of those people who have been hearing about this issue of foreigners taking over. But you see, we have not asked ourselves, are we able to invest? Do we have the resources for investment?
Mm-hmm.
So if the government has not stopped any South Sudanese citizen in carrying out an investment, so if we could invest on our own and invest, like currently there are three telephone companies, the MTN, the Zain, and the Digital. Digital is a national company, so it is not foreign. So the issue of foreign here, the whole world, even in America, the investors are not nationals.
Mm-hmm.
In most cases, big investors are not nationals.
Mm-hmm.
So we cannot say because the nationals are investing here, and that's why they're exhorting us. No, because they're investing and they're getting profit like any other South Sudanese who could invest and get the same profit.
Mm-hmm.
So this issue, I think, to me, of talking of foreigners, we don't have the money to invest, so, and we are complaining against the foreigners who are bringing to us the services. So if these telecommunication companies, the MTN, the Zain, if they stop, we still will blame the government.
Mm-hmm.
We blame the government for having not bring the services, but now by bringing the service means the investors who have money will come and invest.
Mm-hmm.
So He's talking about the, if he has only £100 in his phone,
will he be able,
will
to,
he
talk
be able to talk?
Yeah.
Well, currently the rate is £18 per minute.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have 100 and you are communicating internally, let me inform the people that what I know is that the network is now open in the sense that if you call Zain with the MTN line, it is the same amount. If you have a Zain number and you are calling MTN, you are paying the same. They have not classified them different.
Mm-hmm.
They are just one. So it is 18 now with this current increase, and by next month it will go to 22. And then
the
other one will go to 24.
Wow.
Point seven. So right. So if it is 24, means you will be in 100. You can talk for 4 minutes. For 4 minutes.
Basically that, yes.
Yeah.
All right, if you just join us, you're listening to the Murai Breakfast Show. Let's take another caller. Remember, you can ask my guests any question that you like to ask, especially on our conversation. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is me, Isaac Men. I'm playing in the cinema.
Isaac Men, welcome. It's good to have you.
Thank you so much. I have a small comment and one question. Do you know, Savid, during some time back, we were really enjoying our network as the citizen of this country.
Mm.
Like, if you have £100 last time, you can even talk more than even 15 minutes
mm-hmm.
with £1, of which even a normal civilian
could afford.
The citizen could afford.
Mm-hmm.
But now things are going higher. And I think there will be no more communication toward the citizen, because if you are lacking money, you cannot communicate. Mm-hmm. Will it not affect also the business as a company of MTN or all other networks in South Sudan? I think they have unified the same rate now. And since it will affect us financially, and also to them also, the business will not run. Why are they not supposed to take it back to the normal place where the anybody should assess to buy airtime? Because if it is expensive like that, a person can stay with almost 1 week without even buying airtime. Will it not affect there's beneficiary as they are now the companies? My last question is, what is the benefit of all MNC in the country? If I mean MNC, I think you guys know.
Yes,
in the country toward developmental activities in South Sudan.
Right.
And if they are here to do the right thing, why are not we seeing them at the citizen? Thank you.
Thank you so much for your question and comment here. We give a chance to our guests. How would you respond to Isaac?
Thank you, Isaac, for that. You look from a very important perspective of saying if they have increased, and then there will be very few people communicating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Customers. Mm-hmm.
So that I think also was taken into consideration, because currently there are some areas in South Sudan here who do not even have the telephone boosters.
Mm-hmm.
So it is very difficult for them to communicate. So what the government should do is also to help by, you know, to put one telephone booster
mm-hmm.
is very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And this MNOs, the one he talked, the mobile network
mm-hmm.
operators,
mm-hmm.
they cannot invest in something which they will be operating at loss. They invest and just they don't get money out of it.
Indeed.
So these MNOs are just companies which are also there to make profit, and they cannot do that profit. They cannot just sell their goods or their services for a low cost, which they run into losses.
Mm-hmm.
And if they run into losses, they close, and then we shall not even have the services.
Mm-hmm.
So now, you talk about what are they involved in developing this country.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing I would respond to that is the MNOs, this amount of money we are paying, they are paying taxes to the government.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this source of is a non-oil income which we are talking about. Is I think in the from the telecommunication authority, these MNOs is the highest amount of money the government is getting from the rest of the other non-oil activities. So if the government is getting this money from the MNOs as in terms of taxes, there are two taxes here. Is the excess tax, the excess tax is the taxes levied on services and goods produced inside the country, which involve these services, and then the business profit tax. The business profit tax is always tax on the income income or on the profit of the business. So they are paying this. The one, the excess duty is paid directly. Every money is just directly. And then the business profit tax comes from your financial report. And then you tell you it is taxed. And it is that money which the government is supposed to invest to support the government, the people of South Sudan.
All right. Yes, and that's the time we have. Thank you so much for coming to Mirai Studios, and thank you for talking to us this morning. We do appreciate your time. Any final remarks, message in less than a minute, please?
Oh, thank you, Sabit William, for having me. And my final remarks is that the government is supposed to set subsidies for this. And if they have left the economy as a liberalized economy, there is no subsidies for that. So obviously the companies will increase their prices, and we shall continue. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for talking to us this morning here. If you just join us, our guest has been an economist, a lecturer in the School of Business at Juba University, Evan Sokiri Kijore, was talking to us this morning here.